This is Family Council in Little Rock. In Delaware, a new piece of legislation is stirring up controversy. The proposal would let doctors and advanced practice registered nurses prescribe lethal drugs to terminally ill patients via assisted suicide. Not everyone is in favor of this legislation. Critics of assisted suicide argue that it raises significant ethical concerns and could have unintended consequences. Let's take a closer look at some of the key issues raised by the opponents. First, critics are concerned about the potential for coercion or pressure on terminally ill individuals to end their lives prematurely. In 2019, a Canadian man with ALS made headlines when he opted to take his own life under Canada's assisted suicide laws after the government chose not to provide him with costly 24-hour home healthcare services. In regions of the U.S. where physician-assisted suicide is permitted, insurance companies have declined to pay for medical care, but have offered to cover assisted suicide drugs. Critics also point out that most patients who ask their doctor about assisted suicide seem to suffer from depression and mental illness, but they are rarely referred to psychiatric services. Since 1998, the vast majority of the terminally ill people who inquired about assisted suicide in Oregon said they were concerned about losing their autonomy, and nearly 75% expressed worries about losing their dignity. Most did not express concerns about controlling their pain. To shed light on the broader context of this issue, let's turn our attention to Arkansas, where Family Council has been actively involved in the discussion surrounding end of life for more than 20 years. In Arkansas, state law clearly prohibits assisted suicide because of legislation that Family Council supported. As a pro-life organization, Family Council has helped secure passage of laws that protect nursing home residents, people with disabilities, and the elderly from being denied important medical care. In 2019, Family Council worked with other organizations to defeat legislation that would have let doctors prescribe lethal drugs to terminally ill patients in Arkansas. As the debate over end-of-life issues continues, it remains to be seen how Delaware's proposed legislation will progress. Advocates argue that it provides terminally ill individuals with autonomy and the ability to make decisions about their own lives. However, physician-assisted suicide disrespects the sanctity and dignity of human life, and the unintended consequences this type of legislation has on patients and their families is undeniable. You're listening to Family Council in Little Rock.